Well, Matt and Brooke, thanks a lot for being here with us today.
Thanks for having us.
We're here with 21st Century Rehab team at Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Matt and Brooke, and we're going to be talking about what they're doing this year as they take over the athletic training services for the Knoxville High School athletic program. First, can you guys talk a little bit about your background in athletic training and how you got to this point in your career?
Well, I have been a physical therapist for 12 years with 21st Century Rehab, and we've had the pleasure to provide athletic training services, sports medicine services in several communities, and I've done some on-field stuff during football games, but primarily I'm on the clinic side. We have athletic trainers that do the on-the-field work, but we're also on the sidelines with the athletic trainer to try to just be an extra set of eyes for the trainer. And those athletic trainers have specialties that, you know, we don't possess in the taping and kind of on-field management, but at the same time, as a physical therapist, we're able to complete a lot of activities that we can do on the sideline, but also in the clinic to get them back into the game a lot quicker than if we didn't provide those services.
And Brooke?
I've been a physical therapist for about 2 years. I've worked with a lot of athletes with my previous job. I've been with 21st Century for about 6 months. I was a previous employee when I was in school, and then I got a job back here. I've been working on Wednesdays, going out to the high school since March, and just doing free injury screens with the athletes and letting them know if they need anything to come in, and we can get them in and just do a quick free injury screen and see if they need to do physical therapy or if they just need a couple stretches or anything like that. I've been to a couple soccer games for Knoxville, and this year we'll have an athletic trainer, so I'll be helping her out some.
All right, and Matt, can you tell us a little bit about how 21st Century Rehab approaches the sports medicine for the high schools?
Well, I think it's a great approach, and since we do have professionals with the athletic trainer on the sideline for the games, but also we do offer what we call a Saturday morning bump clinic for our high school athletes, and it's not specifically for the football players, but obviously their games are Friday night, and we find that if you can get a treatment in the day after a game, a lot of times they're going to be ready for practice on Monday versus having them kind of sit around all weekend and then come in and say, I'm really sore, can you take a look at this? You get that first contact within that first 24 hours. You can get them going on a regimen of ice or rest or elevation, whatever is necessary, and wrapping as well. And that allows them to maybe get back to the field a little bit quicker. You know, if it's a severe injury, they're going to take their time to get back anyways. But if it's just a little bump or a little strain, a lot of times we can get them back on the field a lot quicker and, you know, have them be able to be actively participating in practice and enjoying the game a lot better than having to deal with an injury year-round.
And at this past week's school board meeting, you both discussed the idea of baseline concussion testing and talked a little bit about the safety measures involved with that. Can you tell us what that program is like?
Yeah, the program is called the IMPACT program. You get a baseline test, so generally we have people take the test before practices or contact starts, and that gives them the baseline. And then if they have a concussion during the school year or during a football game, we have them retake the test, and they have to get a certain score on there to be able to return back to play. It's an objective measurement, so, you know, it's not a guessing game anymore. So with kids, their brains are developing, and, you know, we just want to keep them safe. So that baseline measurement is very important. But what the test consists of is it's a reaction test kind of thing. So on the computer, it'll be a color. You have two buttons, one for red and one for blue or something like that, and you got to push the button what color it is. So it's a reaction test, just testing how quick you can react, and then you have to get back to that level.
All right, and you talked about the safety of developing brains for especially teenagers and that sort of thing. I know that they've talked about the biggest danger involves having a concussion and then going out there and possibly getting another concussion. Is that right?
Right. If you have an initial concussion, your brain is already injured. It can have a bruise. It can have, you know, just some very minor damage. But if you have a secondary concussion, it just makes that first concussion so much worse because the brain has already been in a damaged state. So if we can get that brain to heal as well as possible before putting me in a position to have another injury, the severity of the second concussion becomes less. And, you know, ideally we want to go a whole season without any concussions, but with the every kid is now bigger and stronger and faster than they've been 10, 15, 20 years ago. You know, we're dealing with kids that are going at high velocity, and any sort of injury like that is very significant. We want to make sure that those kids are at the point that we're taking a lot of the risk away from as much as possible. We can't prevent severe injuries because they happen. They're more of a freak incident than a norm. But at the same time, if we can keep those little knocks from becoming bigger knocks, and then all of a sudden have them being out for the season, that's the big thing.
And Knoxville Hospital and Clinic CEO Kevin Kincaid with us here as well. I know that at the school board meeting, Kevin, you talked about the idea that the service is going to be provided without fees with some of the deficits that Knoxville Athletics budget is facing right now. You're going to provide it without fees and help the school district out as much as possible with that.
Yeah, we realize that the athletic budget at this current time is facing some challenges, and this whole change with the sports medicine contract was on short notice, and we certainly didn't want to add to the issues that the athletic budget was already facing. So our biggest thing was, what do we need to do to get this done so we can get started? And you've talked extensively about the concussion screening, which certainly we're all very passionate about here at the hospital, to make sure we get that up and going. There's lots of other things that they have available that's pretty exciting stuff, because we have the traditional things where you have the presence on the sidelines of taking care of athletes where they have bumps and bruises and sometimes, you know, more serious injuries. But a lot of the work that we're able to do now is kind of, we spoke about the bump clinics and even some of the stuff to do some screenings, or whether they're joints, you know, try to do some predictions on their likelihood of having a joint injury. And there's just a lot of things that we can do to prevent these injuries that are happening out on the field. Our biggest thing is, you know, first and foremost, keep the athletes safe and healthy. That's the big thing. If there is an injury and they can return to the field, being a Panther myself, we want them on the field as quickly as possible and at their peak capacity. And another thing that we can do with each one of the athletes, where a lot of the folks involved in physical therapy are athletes themselves, and we really like to see people get to their peak potential of what they can really do. And so it's a real fun partnership to work with. And as we went to the school board, we wanted to go in, basically, what do we need to do to get this done and make sure that any of the fees weren't an obstacle so that we can get these services right to our student athletes.
Thank you all for being here with us today, and look forward to seeing you guys out on the field.
Thank you.